You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, we have a report about the NZME Fairfax merger decision announced earlier today. My producer, Adam Jacobson, has the story. It's become apparent through recent discussions in the media about mental health that there's public support to do more about the issue and to keep the conversation going about the diversity of Kiwi experiences with mental health. Two awesome women wanting to do their bit in stimulating this conversation are Charlotte Rose Ruddell and Liv Young, who are launching a new publication called Mental, which is seeking submissions from people who are willing to share their personal experiences with mental health. I caught up with them earlier this morning.
The driver was to break down some of the barriers and stigmas around mental health, which is very topical at the moment. There's a lot of media around mental health, particularly depression and anxiety. But we wanted to sort of take that to another level and encourage people who experience mental health illness or mental health difficulties to actually share their own stories and place that in a book context.
Awesome. And so the format, will it kind of be a collection of stories, or will there be sort of art forms beyond that as well?
We're hoping to leave it as open as possible. We really want to have a broad perspective, so any way that people want to express their experiences, any printable form, we're open to that. And we're really hoping to get a diverse range of products at the end of that.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. Yeah, because when I read your email, it just made me start thinking, and particularly in relation to the national conversation that seems to be happening at the moment in New Zealand around mental health with the People's Mental Health Review that's come out. I just feel like personally in New Zealand we just still have such a long way to go, all the way from the government approach to mental health, all the way down to personal sort of family and friends approaches to it as well. Is that kind of, and that we kind of need to shift our collective approach to that, is that kind of part of your motivation in doing this publication, that you just want to shift that conversation a bit?
Absolutely. We feel that we're probably focusing on more of a community level. I think it's really common amongst our social groups for people to hide away and not talk about how they're feeling and their mental health and their mental well-being. And it's kind of like, hey, it's okay to have a broken leg, but it's not okay to feel depressed. And if it is discussed, it's sort of like, oh, you're put in that category and you're not okay and you'll never be okay, or it's a scary topic. But I don't think it is a scary topic. It's kind of like having a cold or a broken leg, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that conceptualization and making it on par with those physical injuries is so, so important that we need to do. I mean, personally, I feel like sometimes I've been terrified to talk to others about my own mental health situation, because I've heard them say to me in the past, you know, oh, so-and-so is depressed and sometimes it's hard to talk to her because, you know, she's always talking about how sad she is all the time. And I'm like, well, then when I'm feeling bad, it makes it hard to then go to these people, because it's like, oh, do they feel like that about me? So, yeah, I mean, I think that's so important, and being able to have this conversation and tell these stories so that people don't feel alone, right?
Definitely. I think when I was recovering from an episode that I'd had in my mental health, I searched for personal stories, especially ones that had a New Zealand perspective, and I struggled to find them.
Mm.
The ones that I did find made me feel less alone.
Yeah.
And I just really like people to have that opportunity to tell a story from their own point of view and to take control of their experiences. And if we can provide that for them, then fantastic.
And so you guys are the ones doing it. So can you tell me about your own journeys to getting to doing this publication?
It's definitely come from my own perspectives with mental health, but I think initially this has come out of our friendship and the conversations that we've had around friends and friends of friends in our peer group that have struggled with mental health over the last few years. And so it's come out of that need just to talk about it and to create a space where we're more open about these kinds of things. We care for each other and we support each other through tough times.
Yeah, for sure. And so who are you trying to include in this project?
We're hoping to leave it as open as possible so that we capture a mix of ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic factors, and that it's not a white middle class experience of mental health.
Absolutely. And kind of zooming into all of those day to day living experiences of a diverse range of people and how they all will look so, so different, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm really interested in how people's life circumstance impact on their experience of mental health and what that can look like depending on where you are, where you sit in the community.
Absolutely. And I guess that will be so helpful to readers as well, to kind of then just be exposed to how mental health issues can exist in so many different forms and ways, and that, yeah, that will, I guess, help towards your goal of making people realise that they aren't alone, because there are so many different ways these things can be experienced.
Absolutely. And creating a sense of empathy too between the reader and someone who is putting forth a story to be included in Mental. I think that'll be a real essential part of it.
And so what stage is the publication at right now?
We've had a huge response. It's only been 2 or 3 weeks since we've kind of got the message out there and started talking to people about the project. But since then we've had probably 20 or 30 submissions with people writing in various works, and some people have been drawing illustrations and paintings or coming to us with various other ideas of how they'd like to be involved in the project. So we're in the early phase of the project, and we're really hoping over the next 2 or 3 weeks to have another 30 or 40 submissions come through. Cool. And we'll go from there. I mean, I think we're a pretty open book, excuse the pun. So we're just seeing how far we can go with the project.
And so this will be like a physical book that people can buy from bookstores or buy online?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're in the process of talking to various publishers at the moment about the project, and we've had quite a lot of interest. We'll just see where we go. We've sort of got a view of like getting it published in the next year and a half.
Cool.
But obviously these things take time.
Awesome. That's so exciting. How can people get involved if they're interested?
If anyone is interested in being a part of this project, or if there's someone that you know who might benefit from being involved, you can email into mentalcontributions@gmail.com. And we've got a posting up on the big idea with the brief as well, so that just runs through our guidelines and the process that you can expect when you contribute towards this project as well.
So around, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.
Yeah, so if you are interested in getting involved with that one, email mentalcontributions@gmail.com, as Charlotte Rose said.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.